Hey everyone, this is Michelle Cantro-Vasquez, and I am the founder and editor of News Is My Business, an online news site based in San Juan about Puerto Rico's business community. Today we're going to share with you a special Throwback Thursday episode of Dollars and Cents, in which we'll release our exclusive interview with Sir Richard Branson in September 2017, right after the passage of Hurricane Irma, which ravaged his property on Necker Island. Necker Island is part of the British Virgin Islands. Let's listen to what he had to say. He was in Puerto Rico seeking help for his BVI neighbors and establishing communication lines, which were completely lost.
Are you heading a crew?
We're heading and just trying to help the BVI, British Virgin Islands.
Right.
And actually, your governor here has been really helpful, and I've talked to him a few times today about saying if we need National Guard from here to go in and help, they're willing to supply them. If we need food, they're willing to supply it. I mean, okay. It's been fantastic.
Have you been able to assess maybe the economic impact at the BVI? Not just Necker, but the BVI.
It's absolutely devastating for the BVI, I mean, because almost every resort's been written off.
Okay.
It's the whole of the BVI that's been written off. The hurricane didn't spare almost
anything.
Any building.
Sure.
And it's a small country, so with countries like Puerto Rico or Antigua or something, maybe you've got a cause to damage, but the other three quarters can rally around and help.
Right.
With the BVI, it needs help from its neighbours.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just come out for one day just because we've got no communications, no Wi-Fi, no telephones.
Sure.
Just to try to to get the outside world to help.
Have you?
And of course, uh-huh. Puerto Rico have been fantastic. And I mean, you've got your own problems in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, but we're helping.
Your governor mm-hmm. has just been, any time I ring him, straight away answers the phone,
mm-hmm.
Puts me on to people, trying to help. So I'm really, really grateful and appreciative of that.
Is Necker gone? I mean, is it for the most part?
Necker was badly damaged.
Yeah.
We had a fire. We had a fire and another storm that burns it down. We'll rebuild.
Okay.
And make it even better.
Sure.
And we'll rebuild the whole. The Virgin Islands will be rebuilt.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be in a year or so. We'll be proud country again.
Of course.
It was. the strongest storm of the century. I mean, I think it would have been a Category 7 if it had been...
Sure, somebody said Category 10 if it had...
But it was... We all went through it and we all survived it, so that's the main
thing. And that goes straight into the whole climate change argument. I mean,
in most countries in the world, there's no argument. A few idiots in America that still... Sorry.
I
mean, 99% of scientists, are very clear. We every year we put more carbon up, we create a blanket around the Earth. It warms, it's mm-hmm. heating the Earth up, which means it's heating the oceans up.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get stronger and stronger hurricanes. So I'm going to climb. Would like to be in the BVI all the time. I'm going to Climate Week conference in New York next week to use
mm-hmm.
what's just happened to mm-hmm. try to.
Do you have pictures? Have you taken photographs of pictures?
I've put on my blog, you're very welcome to
take
pictures.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
The local prison in British Virgin Islands was ripped to pieces all the prisoners have escaped. There's been an element of looting and problems, and that's what... It's the most unsettling because that's why a lot of people here have mm-hmm. Fled the BVI.
The National Guard would be a good thing.
So
like yesterday.
Yeah. So so some British troops have arrived.
Uh-huh.
We may still need the National Guard from Puerto Rico.
Okay.
But we'll see how how the night goes tonight.
Okay. Now, you said that it's been completely cut off in terms of communications. Have you been in touch with any of the providers here to see if there's any opportunity to maybe take satellite, you know, communication or something of some sort?
Sorry,
it's okay.
So we're bringing back satellite phones, things to try to get some communication.
Yeah, something. Anything is good at this point, right? But, who's the main provider in the BVI?
There's four?
Okay, I'll look it up. Okay.
The islands are beautiful. They will be beautiful again.
Of course. And, you know, the same thing.
If you want to look, I've written 3 or 4 blogs on it.
I will do that. I just, you know, one last thing. I think that, you know, it's been an entire day, actually since yesterday, of collection efforts. I mean, have you been able to, I know you've said you've only been here today, but are you aware that we're, you know, collecting everything and anything to send, you know, over to the islands?
Yeah.
Well, it was said, you know, we were spared. We were pretty lucky.
No, it really looked like it was going to hit you.
But at the very last second, it just veered north.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
If you, our listeners, have a topic you would like to hear us discuss in this space, please send us an email to news@newsismybusiness.com with your suggestions. Until next time.